Praise the Lord. Merry Christmas. Thank you, Distinct. We thank God for today. I have a brief exhortation for you. When I was in Nevada, Thanksgiving weekend, the Lord gave me a song. That's what I want to share with you. This song is from Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for what we've done thus far. We hand over this service to you. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Father, we thank you for your hosts that are here. Bless us together. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Try to find my way here. To Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Is the power unto salvation. One more time. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Is the power unto salvation. Amen. Your sins were paid in full. This is total salvation. That's what God has given to us. Hallelujah. Nothing is left out. Paid in full. I cannot go with my message because I don't have much time. But I'll just exhort you. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. There he says, if you be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above. Set your affection on things above, not the things on the earth. For ye are dead. Your life is hid in Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, shall appear, you shall appear with him in glory. All that Jesus Christ did was for you, was for me. The death was for you and for me. The resurrection was for you and for me. When he ascended up to heaven for us. Hallelujah. So, what is the scripture saying? All that he did was not for Jesus. Was for us. Do you agree? Was for you, was for me. The resurrection was for you and for me. Let me go back to that Colossians chapter 1. Because what I'm sharing with you is different from what I prepared. I remember months ago when I preached, I can't remember the title of the message, was on love. At the end I said, kill them with love. That was a bad word. My spirit has been troubling me. I have to repent before you for using that word. It doesn't work. We cannot do that. God did not give us religion. He gave us life. Religion is death. For God so loved the world and he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth to him should not perish, have everlasting life. Because God loves you, he did not say committee. He sent Jesus Christ, his only begotten son. Hallelujah. Now that Colossians chapter 3, let me stress something here. I want to point something to you. I came across a young man when I went to Lagos. The way he was preaching, my wife would say, he's preaching your message. Now, but I got something from him. He said, anytime he's preaching from the right. You know, when he's praying from the right hand of the Father. So that is our position in Christ. We are sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Continue to see yourself that way. See, he said, ye are dead. Your life is hid in Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, shall appear, you shall appear with him in glory. So what will transform us? The word of God. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. Let me ask you a question. When was the beginning? Does somebody know? If there's any beginning, God is the beginning. He's the Alpha, he's the Omega. Hallelujah. That word was made flesh. That is to say, the word that was in the beginning became a man. What for? Because Adam sold us to the devil, it will take Adam to buy us back. That is why God chose to become Adam. Let me show you in the scripture. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Are you still here? Praise the Lord. What the instruction the Lord gave to me, I did not start with that. But it's not too late to do it now. I want to tell three persons, say, Jesus is coming soon. Be ready. Please, stand up. Talk to one another. Jesus is coming soon. Be ready. Hallelujah. Stand up. Just shake somebody's hand. Say, Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for obeying that instruction. Truly, Jesus is coming soon. You see, I want you to see 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I will take from my reading from verse 44. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There's a natural body, and there's a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam. I want you to mark that one in your Bible. He said, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam, see, there are two Adams in this verse. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. The first Adam of Garden of Eden, there's another Adam that came as a baby. Just for you and for me. Adam sold us to the devil. Another Adam came to buy us back with his own life. Hallelujah. That's to tell you all the value that God placed on you. You are so valuable, and he cost his own life for you. You don't need to go to hell. He went to hell for you. So that you will not end up there. The word of God is turning our lives around. He's beautifying us. He's washing us, building us up to conform to Jesus Christ. That when he shall appear, we shall be like him. That is what he said in the epistle of John. So what manner of love that the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Doth not yet appear what we shall be, but when we know, but we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him even as he is. He that had his hope in him purified himself even as he's pure. 1 Corinthians 15, 46 says, howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, Adam of Garden of Eden. And afterward, that which is spiritual, Jesus Christ. See verse 47. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Praise the Lord. You can see we are not ordinary people. We are not natural people. We are supernatural people. Are we supernatural? ye are of God, little children, for you have overcome them. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So that made us supernatural. The God that we serve lives in us. It's not the type they put in the pocket or charm you put in your neck. This one is a spirit. It lives in you. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, computer is not quick enough. Let me just open it for you. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone be in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away. All things become new. Now, if you read the Amplified translations, it says it was God who was personally present in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, but canceling them. It was God's choice to send Jesus Christ in your place. You cannot pay for your sin. He paid it all in full. What they call total salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, see, let quickly finish this one because the brief exhortation, verse 47 says, no, 48 says, as it is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. As is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. As we have bore the image of earthy, we shall also bear the image of heavenly. Amen? Bear the image of the heavenly. That's why he gave you the Holy Ghost. Now, the Holy Ghost, remember, when you pray in the Spirit, you are recharging yourself. That the Holy Spirit begins to transform you and change you from glory to glory. That's why he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Now, what I wanted to share with you today, I can't go into that one, but let me start with show you a question here. This is Matthew 22:41-46. Who is Jesus? He went to the Pharisees and asked them this question. And it is, okay. Matthew 22. Let's start with 41, please. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, what think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? They say unto him, the son of David. And he said unto them, how then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit on my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. If David then call him Lord, how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him a word. Neither doth any man from that day for ask him any more questions. Hallelujah. The Lord said unto my Lord. Do you know Jesus Christ created David, created Mary? Hallelujah. He chose to come through that lineage. That is why he was called the son of David. And now, there's other things I want to share with you. But let us conclude with this scripture. This is St. John chapter 3, verse 13 through 14. St. John chapter 3. Because the gospel is good news. He said, no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. He was here on earth, and he was in heaven. The next verse, please. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And when he's lifted up, and that's what happened across the Calvary. Now, we became sons of God because of what Jesus Christ did. Now, let me explain something here. Why did Jesus Christ liken him to the serpent? In the book of Numbers 20, is number 21. I'm not going to read that one. But this is what happened there. The people were rebelling against Moses and against the Lord. And the Lord sent forth fairy serpent and were biting them and they were dying. Moses cried unto the Lord on behalf of the people. And God instructed Moses to make serpent of bronze and put it on a pole. Anyone bitten by a snake, when they look, the venom will leave their body. They will leave. Jesus Christ said, what happened there is pointing to what he will do on the cross of Calvary. Do you know when you look unto Jesus, you give your life, the venom of sin will leave your life. Those people who refused to look on that brazen serpent, they died. But those who obeyed that instruction, they lived. Hallelujah. The Lord has taken the venom of sin from our lives. Because it is written, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Eternal life is the life, Zoe, what made God God. You become a partaker of God's divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. God imparted that life. The moment you receive Jesus Christ, that life of God came in. Therefore, if you leave planet Earth, you are going to end up with God. Forever, you live with him throughout eternity. Hallelujah. Now, I will just stop it there because I have a lot of things to share with you, but don't have the time to do that. We'll be blessed by the youth already. I want to encourage you to press in. Last time I came, I shared something with you in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus. So there's another way you can do it. Make a covenant with Jesus. Make an appointment. Say, at some time, Lord, I will fellowship with you. Put a seat aside. And don't miss that time. It's a covenant. All the time, when time comes, you, if you are drinking your tea, be drinking your tea and be visualizing Jesus Christ, be talking with him. As you continue like that, a time will come, he will come through the door, he will come and sit on that seat. He did it to a brother. He said, no one will fellowship with me. Will you fellowship with me? He said, yes, Lord. The brother was practicing it. And he put a seat aside. 12 midnight, he will be drinking coffee and be talking with Jesus Christ. A day came, Jesus Christ sat there. He said, since you choose to do this for me, I will be visiting you. Hallelujah. Jesus wants to fellowship with you. He's hungry more than you to visit you. Do you think Jesus Christ is too busy to come and see you? No. Cool of the day, he came to Adam, to fellowship with Adam, to power with Adam. But when sin came, that is stopped. But thank God for the last Adam, Jesus Christ. He has restored the fellowship back. Fellowship with your Creator. He loves you. He wants to come around and reason with you, to be your friend. How many of us want to be a friend of Jesus Christ? He wants to tell you secrets. So therefore, you will not be afraid what is coming ahead. There's a way of escape provided for you already. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we're going to pray for Pastor Emmanuel is traveling. Is it with your family? Or just you? Okay. And another brother supposed to be here is not here today. Brother Obas lost the mother. Wanted to pray for him. Hallelujah. Let us pray before we pray for Pastor Emmanuel. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the brief exhortation. Help us to continue to seek those things that are above. For the things of the earth, they are temporal. They will pass away. But the things from above are forever. Abba, Father, let that glory of yours permeate to every aspect of our being. Lord, I will become like you. That, Lord, no spot, no wrinkle, no blemish in our lives. Beautify us, O God, with your beauty. Help us to be heavenly minded all the time so that we will not miss out when the trumpet will sound. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. I want the Alinos family to join in the prayer too. We're going to pray for them. They are all traveling as well. For God to grant them joint masses and keep them safe. Hallelujah. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. In all my journey. My Lord is with me. I am alone, not alone. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. In all my journey, my Jesus is with me. I am alone, not alone. Not alone. Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to pray for our pastor and Brother Henry and the family. Where is Precious? I want us to stand up and stretch forth our hands to us. Them. Hallelujah. Just stretch your hand, begin to pray in tongues for them. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your family. Thank you for your family. Thank you for your family. Because you are the Father that brought forth your children on planet Earth for a purpose. Now, this ones, Lord, they are going on a journey. We commit them unto your able hand, because safety is of the Lord. Father, we ask that the glory of your presence will envelop them in their going out and coming in. Lord, even as that mighty angel descended when we were praising you today, let that angel envelop them, cover them. Lord, with your fire, Lord, nothing shall but enemies hurt them. Lord, Lord, kidnappers will not locate them. They will not be at the wrong place at the right time. They will only be at the right place at the right time. Father, thank you. You are the Lord of hosts. Father, let your hosts go with them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they are going for, Lord, they will come back with testimony. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask you, Lord, your favor will rest upon them. They will speak as messengers from the throne. Anywhere they go, anyone they will testify to. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, your word says, they will gather together, but not by me. As many that will go up against them, Lord, they will fall for their sakes. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Your word says again, Lord, praying for the children, it says, our children, my children, their children, shall be taught of the Lord. Great be the peace of our children. Lord, tutor. Tutor them, Lord, that they will grow tall in you. And your peace will be great, overwhelming grace, overwhelming peace upon our children. Lord, let it be for signs and wonders. In the name of the Lord Jesus. They are for signs and wonders. Even in this year trip, they are for signs and wonders. Oh, Father, let your fire flow through their hands to others. Lord, in healing and in deliverance. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Abba Father. Glory be unto you. In the air, safety. On the land, safety. We hijack their plane with the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, they will fly. Lord, you will be their pilots. Your angels will be passengers as well. Lord, they will go and come back safely. Lord, and to testify of your goodness and your faithfulness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Abba Father. Glory be unto you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I release your glory upon my brother. I release your glory upon my sister. I release your glory upon my brother. I release your glory, Lord. I release your glory. I release your glory. I release your glory. I release your glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go with the fire of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.